number six, please.
From David and
Gelshane
LLP, submitting a claim in behalf of Dorothy Bonus for the alleged injury sustained while a passenger in a vehicle involved in an accident within Milwaukee County snow pond, February 1st, 2008. Corporation Counsel recommends payment in the amount of $100,000 in return for dismissal of the pending lawsuit.
Mr. Grady.
This settlement was essentially accomplished by the mutual without our office's involvement prior to suit being filed. They were negotiating with the plaintiff's attorneys, and what happened was they got up to the statute of limitations. The settlement was not quite final. It had to come here. It had to go to the insurance company for approval. And so the attorney went ahead and filed suit to reserve the statute of limitations. We filed an answer, but that's all that we have done. And so the settlement was actually consummated by the insurance company, and we're just here to pass that settlement to you. The memo explains it. It's a snowplow accident, a snowplow driver who probably was driving too fast for conditions, hit his brakes, slid through a red light, and hit the car with this one of the passengers. She's, I believe, 74, in her 70s. She did have pre-existing back problems, but the insurance company had an outside consulting firm look at the medical records to review the treatment that she received to determine whether they felt it was caused by the accident, and they did. So you see the list of medical bills on the third page of Mr. Chavez's memo, totaling over $50,000, primarily involving a back surgery and then some injections and also some follow-up treatment. The question then becomes, this woman is not at fault at all in this accident. She's a passenger. The other driver really wasn't much at fault either. So it's just a question of how much. And so you've got medical bills of $50,000. We have a cap on our liability under the statute of approximately $300,000, $250,000. And the settlement here is for $100,000 total. It includes the medical bills, includes everything. You did approve 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, a settlement for the property damage in this accident, around $5,000 to $6,000. And this is now a bodily injury claim. We agree with the mutual decision. The $100,000 seems highly appropriate, given the nature of the injuries.
Mr. Grady, was there a separate amount for attorney's fees?
No, the attorney's fees will come out of that $100,000. It's different than a discrimination or civil rights claim. The attorney will take whatever her agreement is with Ms. Bonas.
Thank you.
Move approval.
Supervisor Broderick moves approval of item number six. Any questions? Concerns? Comments? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
DeBruin?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Jerseth?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
650 no's and 6 in favor.
Thank you very much for your patience, and this meeting is now adjourned. Mm-hmm.